Hello.
Good day, sir. My name is Arterius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
48150.
All right, thank you. May I ask your name?
Brian Merriman.
Is that Brian?
Yes.
Can you go ahead with your address?
Merriman.
Yes, sir. Can you go ahead with your...
My address is 11425 Hubble, Livonia, Michigan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, Mr. Merriman, this is due to the cap that was ordered on the 8th of December. It was $7.95. All right, that $39.99 was for an app that was for the refund, and then this account has been canceled.
Right.
All right, that $39.93 was refunded today.
Okay. Are you affiliated with the Superior Music Excellence?
Yes, sir. That may be a vendor's name.
Okay. Because there's also another charge on here for $67.32.
Right. That's that membership fee. And it looks like they got you 50% of that refunded already.
Yeah. Well, what's the $67.32 for?
That's a membership fee. Yes, sir. It's a membership fee.
All right. Did they cancel it? They canceled that already?
Yes, sir.
Because I have on my account, I have two separate charges, one for $39.99 and one for $67.39, or $32, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. They got you $33.66 of that membership fee. See, once you got that product, it automatically enrolled you into that discount membership store. And it did come with that app and that membership fee that you were fully refunded of and 50% refunded on.
Okay, so they're going to refund me 50% of the 67?
Correct.
32?
Yes, sir, it'll be $33.66. That's actually the maximum amount that they could get it up to, because you could have actually canceled to avoid that membership fee within the first 48 hours. But I still was able to use that courtesy code, and they got you something refunded. Yes, sir.
Well, at least that happened. But am I completely canceled out of this whole thing now? I won't see any more charges on my account?
That's correct.
That's what I'm trying to get to. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, the contract, I'm not coming at you, but the contract or whatever on the website is not clear at all. There is just no nothing. Because if I would have, I read everything. And if I would have seen that, I would have never, ever, ever have done it. Because I had no idea that they're going to turn around and slam me with a huge ass fee. I live day to day, check to check. I get one check a month. And that's what I live off of, my Social Security. You know, and when you see something, you know, like a really cool hat for a real good price, well, sure, why not, you know? I believe in helping out the little guy and the entrepreneurs. I really believe in that because that's what keeps our country strong.
Right.
You know, and then I turn around and all of a sudden I have a fraud alert come up on my bank account, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't agree to any of these charges. I seen the charge come off for for the hat, which was $7.95. I did see that. But then I turn around, I see one for $39.99 and one for $67.32. And it's over $100, you know?
Yes,
it's like, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. I really can't. Because if I could, you know, I'd probably just go out somewhere and buy the doggone thing. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So my next question to you is, the whole thing has been canceled. I don't have to worry about any more charges or anything like that, correct?
Yes, sir. Only thing you'll be worried about is your refund.
Okay. And how much can I expect on my refund?
All right, you got that. The full 40 was refunded, and you got a 50% on that 67.32. So to round it off, I'd say about close to $75 altogether.
Okay, so then they will be putting whatever back in.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Or to go back to my account. And the cancellation number that I have for this first one, cancellation code is K as in cat. Or K as in whatever, King, C as in cat, 021 is a cancellation code that I got.
Yes, sir. That is more of an order number. If you like, I can give you your account number being canceled, because that would line up with that information that's in your email.
Okay. That's another thing. I didn't see anything from an email on that either. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because I check my email several times a day. I don't got nothing else to do. I'm retired.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You'll get it one day. You will.
Yeah, I'm gotta I'm trust. Aware.
gotta trust the plan. You right. Gotta trust the plan, my brother.
All right, I'm aware.
So, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. No, sir, you're fine.
Okay, so we have a code for the, is there another code for this that you're going to give me?
Yes, sir.
My wife is absolutely doing backflips right now. Because when she saw that this morning, boy, she went absolutely bonkers.
I bet. I'm glad we could actually get you, the help that we could. And like I said, I sent it to that brian.merriman60@gmail, and I got your cancellation code here.
Okay.
All right, yes, sir. I'm just waiting on you, so let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 263. Mm-hmm.
263
253
683.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I got you canceled and refunded. Yes, sir, Mr. Brian.
Awesome. When can I see that? When will I see that refund?
In 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 days. Okay, awesome. You know what? The gentleman I spoke to earlier, I could not understand a word he was saying to me. And I'll tell you what, I was ready to start pulling my hair out.
I'm glad. You know, I got to make sure we do speak clearly. Got a strong southern draw, so... Yes, sir. Make sure I speak as clearly as possible.
You really don't have that much of a southern draw. I can hear it a little bit. Where are you at? Where you live?
In Georgia.
Okay, that explains that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was down over there in Fort Benning.
Yes, sir.
You know where that's at?
Yes, sir, I do.
I was in Fort Benning for 4 years. Actually, 3.5, but... closer to 4. Yes, sir.
Cool. Yes, sir. So that's what it is. But I'm glad that you can hear me clearly enough to get you guys that money back in your account, the information in your email, if you've been canceled, Mr. Brian.
All right. Well, listen, do me a personal favor. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.
And have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
And that's, I love to say that, because they took that away from me a couple years ago, and it drove me nuts.
Yes,
I can't say Merry Christmas.
But you have a blessed Christmas.
But you
also
know what I'm talking about. You know, they try to take a military man, turn him inside out, and then train them to do something that they want them to do, and then you come out of that system, and you go back into civilian life.
Right.
Brother, it's crazy.
I get it.
It's crazy.
A little bit, I do.
You know?
Yes, sir.
It's yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir. And when I come out of the military, and I started, and I was speaking that way, people were looking at me like I was some kind of a freak.
Right, but
and I said, "Oh, you don't have to call me sir. You don't have to call me sir." Well, listen, when you're in the military for 4 years, they beat that sir and that ma'am right into your head.
Right.
So there ain't nothing wrong with that. There's right. nothing wrong with that in the world. And again, what was your name again, sir?
It's Artarius, but you can call me Art.
Art,
sir.
Okay. It's like artisan, but Artarius.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Real. You got a name, man, that gets you laid in about 2 seconds.
I wish.
I ain't joking, brother. I ain't joking, man. Women like a man with a different name. Not an odd one, but a different one. You got a cool-ass name.
Yeah, I do. I do. I appreciate
it. I myself would not go by Art. I myself would go with your given name.
Yeah, Artarius.
Cool name.
All right, I think you're just hard to pronounce, so I just try to get the customers the easy way to pronounce it.
Is that IOS or IOUS?
IOUS.
IOUS, okay. See, I can actually spell, too.
I can see that. I can see.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, it's Artarius. You got it right?
That's exactly what I have.
Yes, sir.
How about that? I'm
very
pretty
wise.
Good.
Yes, sir, you are.
But you're even better because, you know what, it took me about 2 hours to get this phone call back. Okay, and I've been sitting here on the edge of my seat waiting to tell my wife that everything's okay. Don't worry about it. Now, she worried about losing all her money before the holidays and having to cancel credit cards and all this. I'm like, no. There ain't going to be none of that tomfoolery today. But we seems like we got it going on here.
Yes, sir.
And I do appreciate all your help. Seriously, man, because
yes, sir.
It's really hard. You know, I'm a senior, so is my wife, and we live, like I said, we live from month to month, and, you know, it's hard when you got grandbabies that talk and look at you and look up to you for all kinds of stuff.
Right.
The hat that I ordered that for my granddaughter.
That's awesome, sir.
You know, because she loves that man, and I can't say, that's all I can say about that. But anyway,
awesome.
it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Same here, Mr. Brian.
And, you know, if there's somebody that I can, if there's an email or something I can drop to let your superiors know how well of a job you're doing, I'll be more than happy to do it.
And I do thank you. And all our calls, they are screened by our supervisors, and so they will most definitely
okay.
hear that. I do thank you. It'll take a couple of seconds. I have to line it up and get you transferred. But it's an honor, sir. So just for you acknowledging it, I thank you. Like my supervisors, they know, like, you know, when I'm
okay.
on the line, I try to, they know where I'm at with it. So I appreciate that, though.
All right. Well, listen, Anderson, you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful holiday and a great Christmas.
You too, sir. You and your family and your wife and those grandbabies. You guys take care, and I do thank you for calling customer support, sir. You have a good day.
You also.
Thank you, sir. Good day, Mr. Mary. All right.